You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Well, this is going to be an interesting episode. I'm here on my own at the moment, but I am waiting for Sean to join me, and possibly Casey before then Dan appears. And just like that, here he is.
Greetings.
Loving the t-shirt.
Ah, good. It's appropriate, isn't it?
It's appropriate.
Yes.
But you're a red shirt.
Well, story of my life. It's all good.
A red shirt with a Star Trek emblem on it. Emblem? I can't say that word.
You don't have to.
Insignia on it.
Yeah, it's the Delta.
Yes. Very good. I like it.
Mm-hmm, good.
So how are you? What have
I
you been up
am.
to recently?
I'm patiently waiting for World War III.
Yeah. That's been coming for a while, though.
Yeah. It's rather disappointing that it hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, I mean, we nearly had it in the '60s, then the 80s, and then it was all going tits up in the '90s anyway. And
It's
nah,
never been good.
no. So no, it should be here soon.
And you're even closer to it than I am, so I don't know how you feel, but.
Yeah, well, you'll have to keep the podcast going for like a few minutes longer. That's all. I don't know. I mean, you're next door to Trump anyway, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know, because we'd be targeted too, and we've got the Sioux locks there for shipping, so that might be a target I've heard before. So I don't know.
They take out the big cities before they took out any industrial areas, I would have thought.
I would
Military
hope.
bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bought it.
They'd look at the Sioux and go, oh, it looks like already somebody got there before us.
That's pretty much it, you know. Yeah, with all the crackheads and junkies all over town. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, I bought my 3 cases of water and stuck those in the basement, so I'm prepared for the end of the world. I'm
Oh,
good.
that's it. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the problem is, if you survive, what are you coming up to?
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I, for one, I would like to say hello to our Russian overlords. Welcome
Right.
them to the country.
That's it. Yeah. Oh boy. And you, what's going on? What's exciting and new?
Well, I don't know really. Let's not. Well, since the last recording, I've entered a new decade. So that's happened. I didn't think I'd ever get this far. But there you go.
It's the big 6-0, right?
Big 6-0, yes.
And how many years to retirement?
Well, it's 7 at the moment.
Okay.
Trying to do it in 5, but as we'll find out with Casey as well, it may happen sooner than that, but we'll see. Hello, Casey.
Hi, hi, hi. How are you?
Goodish, I suppose.
Yeah. We're all waiting for World War III to start.
Yeah. We're just discussing when it's going
to
happen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just got off a Zoom call with my friend who is in America, and she is very much feeling like the end of the world is about to happen. And I don't know what I can even say to help her or make her feel any better.
Just say, we could be so lucky. Just say that.
Yeah.
It'll all be over soon.
Oh, digging the mug. Casey using her Cosmic Pizza podcast mug.
Yeah. Representing.
So, yeah, so we're waiting for Dan. He's going to be a little bit late, so he's at about 8:30. And I said, no problem, I'll start recording and we'll start talking. And then when he joins, he joins. And if you two need to get off earlier, then you go earlier and we'll continue talking. It's going to be one of those episodes.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay. So let's assume the podcast has already started, and let's put Casey under the spotlight and say, hey, Casey, what were you doing last week when we were supposed to be recording and we didn't in the end?
Well, last Wednesday was the 11th of June, and it was June's full moon. And it was the
Ooh.
pink, was it?
Strawberry moon?
Oh no, the strawberry moon, that's it. It was the strawberry moon. And it was supposed to be like the closest that the moon would be to the earth for like another however many years.
1,000 years.
Oh wow.
Is that 1,000, did you just say, Sean?
I did, but I'm making that up.
Yeah,
Oh, I was about
it's
to say that's a bit existential, like dread, isn't it?
well, if it's come that close, already, then wow, that was a near miss then.
The full strawberry moon was the lowest in the UK sky since 2006. It's a rare phenomenon.
We're not.
So last Wednesday, when we were supposed to record June's audio, I was at the Marine Lake, which is like a lido or an outdoor swimming pool, but it's built next to the sea. So it doesn't fill up with pool water. It fills up with seawater. So they call it a marine lake. And I went for a cold water swim in the marine lake for the full moon, for the strawberry moon. And it was nice. It was nice. I didn't actually see the full moon. It was too, I went dipping too early. The thing is, when you dip in the marine lake, there's no tides. Whereas if you dip or swim on the beach, your dips are dictated by the tides. So you can only go 2 hours before high tide is when it's recommended because that's when it's safest. So the dip actually on the beach last Wednesday was 20 past 11 at night. So by the time you go and you get in the water and then you have a swim and then you get out and you get dried, dressed, have a chat, everyone brings lots of lovely baked goods. You drive home and then you're wired and you're not ready for bed then. So it would have been like 2 in the morning for me by the time I got to bed. So a group of people were like, hey, we're going to go to the Marine Lake for around 7. So I joined them instead. So I was under the sky of the full moon just before the full moon had risen. Risen?
Oh.
And I went again on Monday and I should just mention this briefly because Monday was a hot day, like we call it, like close hot or sticky hot. I don't know what you call it, Sean, when it's like a
Humid.
stifling hot,
It's humid.
humid. Yeah, I don't know. We don't really have humidity over here though, but I suppose that's the closest thing to it. And it was only 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 20 degrees, on Monday. But when I got in the water to cool down, it was 22 degrees in the water. Have you ever known the sea to be that warm, Paul?
That's ridiculous. It's never that warm.
It was 22. It was lovely. So it was 71 Fahrenheit in the sea, Sean, which it just doesn't happen over here. It was
No, it
gorgeous.
sounds perfect. That's probably because
So that's what I did Monday.
if it was, as I was gonna say, if it was in the Marine Lake, I could understand it because it would be an enclosed area. It doesn't mix with the sea, the greater body of thermal mass. But yeah, that's warm.
Yeah. And then even the kids' paddling pool today was like bath water because it's been a hot day today.
Has been a hot day today.
And it's supposed to be tomorrow, it's supposed to have highs of 28. And
Yes.
our little son was sick last night because he got so hot in his bed at night time. They've only got little thin sheets on them at the moment, but there's just no way to cool the house down. We're not equipped in this country for hot weather or cold weather.
I
We're
know.
just built for autumn, perpetual autumn.
That would be so nice if we could just do spring and autumn all the time. But yeah, I mean, it says 28 degrees tomorrow, 29 on Saturday, but there's thunder and lightning predicted as well, which is no good. I was going to get out and put some grass seed on my
No.
lawn. Yeah. During the day as
On
well.
Saturday?
Yeah. So, because that's
No,
when.
don't say that. I've got the summer solstice dip
Oh,
on Saturday at 7 o'clock at night. When is this? I don't see storms on my.
no. I don't know. Oh, well, it's saying if I can get that far in the
Can't get
future
in the
now.
sea if it's lightning all over the
No,
place.
you can't. It's saying Saturday afternoon and evening, but that's the best I can do at the moment. I can't give you a proper time.
We've got thunderstorms for Saturday as well.
Oh, there you go. We do like to
Ooh, maybe
share.
it'll be a global event.
This is
Wow.
fascinating conversation for the listener.
This is typical British conversation, the weather.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Getting out your weather apps and compare it. No, I've been doing a 50 dip challenge to fundraise for my children's preschool, which is sadly closing permanently as a preschool setting at the end of this school year. And because both of our kids have been through that preschool, and I really appreciate all the love and support that the teachers have given our kids, I decided to commit myself to 50 cold water swims. And I'm now on 48, and I'll do 49 tomorrow. And on Saturday, I was hoping to do dip number 50 and invite, and I've invited some of the teachers down to the beach to either join us or watch us complete this last dip. But if there's thunderstorms, that'll really put us banner in the works.
Yes, makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I suppose so. You'll see lots of jellyfish washed up on the beach after a storm, I imagine.
Yes, yeah. Oh, very good. Here's
Oh,
the
happy
birthday
birthday,
boy.
little
Hey,
buddy.
happy
Thank you.
birthday! Happy birthday!
Jez, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh wait, no. This has to be royalty free. So for he's a jolly good fellow.
I
Royalty
should
free, you're
put
not.
this reaction up.
Yeah,
Balloons
yay, balloons! Ah,
and
oh, fantastic.
Got the streamers and everything. That's fantastic.
If I knew how to do that, I'd do
Thank you.
that. No, I don't know whether that's that. Anyway, yes, happy birthday, Dan.
You very much.
Are you going to tell everybody how old you are?
I am 42.
Fact
I
that I'm
am
the
the answer to
meanest
life, the
life.
universe, and everything. I know. And I thought that there was going to be like a beam of light. I thought it was supposed to like directly implant the meaning of life into your head. I was You know
waiting
what?
for it and
I waited for it all that year. Nothing.
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 It only happens to the
So.
chosen few, you see, the special ones. And when I like Casey's got lights up now on her screen. A string of Christmas lights.
Don't know if that's for a birthday, Christmas, or is that Stranger Things? That's it's just all It's over the
Stranger
place.
Things, definitely.
Yeah.
It's just as close as I'm going to get to celebrating.
So, now that is amazing. Yeah. That one's
Noise.
got a
Proper
bite out of it.
lollies.
What have you been doing, Casey? You've been nibbling them before. Your lollipop's on the screen now, and one's got a bite out of it. God. She couldn't wait. There was a screen grab I just missed. So, happy birthday, Dan. Congratulations. Are
Thank you.
you what was hang on a minute, but wait a minute. Why are you not out celebrating your birthday? Why are you here with us recording a banal is the word I was looking for, podcast?
It could be a benign podcast, you know. We
It
don't
might
have
well be
evil
soon.
intentions. Yeah. I'm just because I'm a boring old fart now. I don't do anything. Now we
Welcome to the
celebrated
club.
on Saturday. Yeah, exactly. That's what we're here for. No, I celebrated on Saturday. So we had proper Chinese, did all the family shopping and all that kind of stuff, like going out. And we had to try and find me a suit for the wedding for my brother-in-law in 3 weeks' time. No, 2 weeks' time. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. I
Yeah,
haven't had the 2 weeks
it's
in
coming on.
ages.
So yeah, we went suit shopping and stuff for the kids. Ended up getting loads of stuff for the kids and no suit for me. So we've got to go out again next weekend. Then it was sort of Father's Day as well. So my birthday's kind of been co-opted by Father's Day now because we've got my grandfather-in-law, his birthday is on the 20th. So we do Father's Day, his birthday, and my birthday all as one giant barbecue thing at my in-laws, so we kind of just do that as well. So that was the weekend, and today I was just off work playing the very good Indiana Jones game on the Xbox, which is amazing.
Oh,
I've
okay.
seen
Yeah.
clips of people just throwing random weapons at people's heads, like It's
books
so
and
good.
umbrellas and
It's so because everything in the environment is usable. So just like as Indy would in the movies, you can pick up a spade, you can pick up a candelabra, you can pull a sconce off the wall and
twat the guy on the back of the head. It's fantastic. It's just so good and ridiculous on the settings that you can have. So I've put it on easy. I don't play Xbox anymore. Like it's either Roblox or Minecraft anymore. I need to get through the story. So I've got it on easy mode. So it just the graphics and just three hits and they're dead. There's no fight in it really. It's just hilarious watching these guys just fly backwards when I've hit them with like a cross. So it's great. It's fantastic. And it's a great game. Like the story of the game is brilliant as well. So yeah, really well worth it. I'm not going to play it again now for another 6 months when my turn to get the Xbox back is back around again. So I'll probably completely forget.
Nice. Talking about computer games, I took a trip into our loft or our attic, as some may call it, and if I could remember how to turn this camera, and I can't get the camera over here far enough to show you, but can you read what that says over there in that white box with
Is that a
oh,
1200?
it is a
1200. It's a Commodore.
it's a Commodore Amiga 1200 sat on top of a Commodore Amiga 500. If they both work, which last time I tried them they did, and I can sell them, they are worth lots of money, and
Oh, yeah.
they are the first computers, one of the first sort of gaming computers that I bought, and one of them is actually mine, one of them is my friend's, but he gave it to me and said you can do whatever you like with it, and they are worth a bit of money if you, if they're in working condition, they're worth a lot of money. If they're not working,
Nice.
then they're worth some money. So time to get rid.
Yeah.
Did I have a look? Have you looked online at how much they're selling for?
There's not many about at the moment, so they're going for quite good money. Somewhere between, let's say, if it was not working, 150 to anywhere up to 500 if it was working.
Nice.
So there's possibilities there.
Maybe you will but get to retire early,
Yes.
finding all these bounties in your
Yeah, I
attic.
know. Well, I've had them there for a while and I've never really bothered getting them out. I thought, well, I'll look later. And then suddenly my son says, do you want to take up golf? And I went, well, I haven't played golf for 20 years. I haven't even hit a golf ball. He said, oh, I want to take up golf, but I've got nobody to play with. I went, oh, okay. So maybe a new set of golf clubs might appear one day instead of these two obsolete computers. You never know. So, okay. I know we officially we haven't started the show, but let's start the show.
Hello and welcome to your special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. I'm Dan in the UK, and with me today is
Casey in the UK.
Paul from the UK.
John from Canada.
And we are here to serve you a delicious slice of birthday cake for your life.
Woohoo!
Because this episode is all about birthdays. I'm sure the title of the episode gave it away. Before we get into that, obviously we've already talked about things going on in our lives. We just had Father's Day before we recorded this. So what did people get or what did people do for Father's Day and all of their fathers in their lives?
Well, I was fortunate to be taken by my son to the golf driving range because he wants to play golf, and I said, "Hey, let's go to the driving range," and we hit a few golf balls about. Then we played a few games of darts, and then in the evening we went over to my dad's and we celebrated Father's Day with my sister and her husband and me and my wife, and my son Isaac turned up as well. So we had a nice meal there as well. So that was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Very nice. Sure.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing except for some dad jokes from my son. So there was that. And
Any
it's the
good
gift of
ones?
laughter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Any good ones, Sean?
Where's my phone? Good ones. You're talking about dad jokes, so not really,
It's relative. We're talking relative
but
here, yeah.
let's see here if I can pull this up. I got an A on my origami assignment when I turned my paper into my teacher. So that was about the best one that there was. Oh, I went to a silent auction. I won a dog whistle and two mimes. Yeah, there was a few more, but nothing worth mentioning.
Oh,
Hey, see, for Lee, did you get anything? What do you do with that Father's
I
Day?
tell you what, we had a good Father's Day. We went out for breakfast with Lee's family, which is always nice. We like to usually Lee's mum will cook a beautiful curry, and we'll all go pile around her house on like Mother's Day or Easter bank holiday. And then for birthdays, whoever is having a birthday gets to choose where they want to go to eat out. So different restaurants, different places. But this time we all decided to go to get breakfast in this really nice restaurant that happens to be my daughter's favorite. So she turned 4 last week. She's had about 10 different birthday parties, and she decided that Father's Day, going out for breakfast, was going to be another birthday party for her. And she did actually get some more presents, so she was having the best time of her life. So we did that. It was nice to celebrate Lee and Lee's stepdad, or Grand Pete, as the kids call him, and granddad was there as well, Lee's granddad. So we had some celebrations for the different men who are father figures in our lives. And I got Lee, well, the kids got for Lee, this little thing that you stick in your car that connects to a radio station, and then you can play your own music through it. I don't know if you have heard of, it's like a radio DAB connector Bluetooth thing. So your
No.
phone connects to the device in the car, and the device in the car is connected to a radio station. So somehow it
Ah, right.
triangulates so that
Okay.
you can
So
listen to your own music. So I
he
have
doesn't have
one in my
Bluetooth in,
car.
yeah, so he doesn't have Bluetooth in his car, so he needs this to
No.
go through the radio. So, yeah, because it's a I've seen his
Right.
car. It is a little old.
He calls it his roller skate.
Yes.
So it's, yeah. And when you're driving in windy conditions, it does feel like you're about to get,
You're
kind of
blipped.
taken
Yeah.
into the sky.
Yeah, end up in Texas. No, I've seen it drives past me and it sounds like a sewing machine. Yes.
Yes. It's a rickety old thing, but I think he's quite attached to it. So I've got, he's had this car, and all you can hear is just the wind outside the car when you're driving, because that's how fickle this car is. So I thought, I'm finally going to get him his own little device, so he can listen to his own music in his car. But he said sometimes work is a lot, and he'll just drive home in complete silence. So I don't know how beneficial this gift actually was for him. All I know is that I have one in my car, and he always uses it when he's driving. So, yeah, both Lee and I aren't in touch with our own fathers, so we had fun celebrating the good male role models in our lives. And I'm kind of doing
Yeah.
that here with the three of you as well,
Oh.
bald-headed men
With
with
glasses.
with glasses. Yeah.
That was the
Well,
original title for the podcast, so you know that's
yeah, it was one of the ideas, yeah.
three bald men with glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day actually, for episode 100, which is looming up fairly quickly, we won't tell the listeners what we got planned, but we do have something special planned for that. And it could possibly, but bear with us, guys. We could possibly put this out on YouTube as well. So we'll all have to get dressed. I'm afraid we can't all be naked like we are now.
Ah,
So, clothes
that's
on,
so
please.
hot. I've got lollipops. I've
And
got
you've
these
got lollipops
lollipops. I'm
everywhere,
okay.
strategically placed in some cases. But anyway, we have to dress up. But also, I do actually, I did find the other day the actual recording of when we came up with the name for this podcast.
No way.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it must have been after a podcast or something. We just stayed on and we recorded something. And it just like the recording kept going, and we were talking about what we should do, what we should get together and do this, blah blah blah. And the conversation which actually names the podcast is in there. So I will
Okay.
have to dig that out and maybe play it for episode 100.
Was that when we were recording an episode of Soulforge or Temporal Trek?
It might have been either one of them. It might have been either one of them, and we either we stayed on or we got together afterwards or whatever. I can't remember how it came about. I'll have to see. I'll have to dig it out and see how the recording was made so I could find out what podcast it was on. Oh, if I'm recording, it must have been out. It must have been one of ours. Was it one of the? Maybe it
It
was
wouldn't have
one.
been Sci-Fi Waffle.
It might have been a sci-fi waffle.
No, that was years ago. That was 2016 and 17.
Oh, right, okay. Pass.
Well,
I
I
don't
look
know. I'll
forward to
look at
hearing it because it's not something I've heard, or a
Yeah.
conversation I've even been told about. So that'll be me. I'll be
Mm.
live reacting. You can see me do a live reaction on
There you go.
YouTube.
It might have even been Rusted Robot.
It might have been.
Could have
But
been.
then,
Could have been.
if I've got the recording, I'm just trying to work out how I got the recording. Anyway, maybe it was
Yeah.
just a one-off meeting that we did and I recorded it. I can't remember.
Could have
But
been. Yeah.
yeah, so we'll definitely have to play that. So yeah, but we do
Okay. On to birthdays, Paul. Come on. I'm so hot in this
have.
room. I'm
Well,
melting.
this is the longest podcast where we don't actually touch the topic that we've done so far.
Just say happy birthday, Dan, at the end of the episode.
Right at the very end. Well, I mean, that's like celebrating the birthday of the podcast where we came up with the name. That's where it came
Yeah.
from. So
Very,
it all
that's
kind of
very
fits. Yeah, it's
true.
100,
The centenary. Yeah.
very true, very true. So yeah, with the idea of the podcast was basically just talking birthdays. So birthday memories, I think, was the first thing I mentioned.
I
So
believe.
are there any significant sort of birthday memories, whether they're good or bad, feel free to share.
I thought of a few actually, so I don't know. Are
Go
we
for
gonna
it.
do it in chronological order, like the day I was born? I remember that so clearly. No,
It
I
was a good
guess
occasion.
it
Yeah.
was
Scared the
great.
hell out of you, but
That's it. That's it. Yeah. No. The first birthday I remember is when I was 5 years old. The only thing I remember is that we went to the park, and in the sand I found a little Smurf figurine, and I'm like, oh, I guess the universe knows it's my birthday. I remember that. That's the first birthday I remember.
That's a nice memory. That's a
Do
good one.
you still have it? Do you still have the
No.
Smurf?
I think I
Oh.
lost it in a rain barrel at my grandparents' house.
Oh.
A good
That's
place to lose a Smurf.
yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I could go along with that and say, well, I don't actually remember birthdays from when I was younger. Now, whether that's just I've blanked them out of my mind or what, I think maybe the earliest one I can remember was when I was about 16, and it was we went around to one of our friend's house from school because it would have been one of our last years, and I can remember being there with my girlfriend Paul Schofield, who I've mentioned before on the podcast, and a couple of other friends that we had at school in our little gang of about five people. But that's before that, I couldn't honestly say that anything sticks out in my mind. I mean, we had family parties at home, and we may have had people round for significant birthdays. The only other one after that, and I think mainly probably because I hate being the center of attention. And the worst song in the world for me is Happy Birthday. So, and especially when it's being sung to me, I cannot
Yes.
stand it. People insist on singing it to you, even though this year I thought I got away with it. Because even though it was my 60th, my wife saying, "Well, we'll have something to, we'll have a meal, and we'll do something to, we'll do something and all this." Ah, you're right. Okay then. So I invited my son round, and my other child was here, and. I thought I've got away with it because normally they say, "Oh, we'll get you a cake. We'll get you a cake," and I say, "Well, that's just an invitation to plant a candle in it, and come in and sing in Happy Birthday." So they said, "What cake do you want? What cake do you want?" I said, "I don't want a cake. I'm not bothered about cake. I don't need a cake." So of course, comes to the evening, we have our meal, sit down, and next minute this cake arrives, doesn't it? My eldest son Isaac, he's come in with, he's bought the cake, hasn't he? "Oh, you've got to have a cake. You've got to have a cake." So they all sing Happy Birthday to me. Oh, thank you very much. I did not need that. So yeah, so but other than that, the earliest one I can remember is my 21st, which we had a lot of friends and family around, and it was a bit weird because one of my cousins turned up with a girl I used to go to school with, and neither of them went to the same school. So the fact that they met each other separately and Came into my house and all that. That was a bit weird. My 30th birthday, I can only remember significant birthday. So my 30th birthday was a surprise party, which I had to ask for. I mentioned it to
What?
my wife about a month before and said, "Look, I'm not planning anything for my birthday." I said, "If you want to organize a surprise one, go ahead and do it. But, I'm not really bothered. It's the 30th, it's not a big number or whatever." So she says, "Okay, we'll just go out for a Chinese meal then. Yes, we'll go out for a Chinese meal. So we'll invite your mum and dad and all that, and your sister and all that." Okay, fine. So she picks me up because at the time we weren't married, but she picks me up and takes me around to my mum and dad's house where she's going to pick them up as well, and then we're all going to go out. And I go in and I sort of went in through the hall, and then I was about to go into the living room, and I looked around. Because I wanted to see where my mum was, and my dad appeared, and I thought, why? He's come from a different direction. Why's he come from a different direction? Why hasn't he come out of the living room? The living room door was closed. The living room door is never closed. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a surprise party, isn't it? So I turned around to my wife and went, "You bugger!" I opened the door, and there's a fucking shitload of people there. I went, "Oh my God!" And it was a genuine surprise. I wasn't expecting so many people. It was only about, I know, 15 people or so. But my friend Paul Schofield, again, was there. He was supposed to be on holiday. And he'd come back early from his holiday to come back and celebrate his birthday with me. So that was a good one. My wife made a cake. It was because this was 1995. At the time, Damon Hill was a big Formula One driver at the time. He's world champion the following year. And she made a cake in the shape of his car. And the wheels were like those licorice, round licorice wheel things that you, yeah. So that was good. That was a really nice cake. It was really good. All decked out in the colours of the car and Damon Hill's helmet and all that. So yeah, that was a couple of them. There's a few more I can remember, but we'll get to them later. What about you,
Casey?
Casey?
Well, I'm kind of like you, Paul, in the same way that I don't remember too many birthday parties from when I was younger. My friend Kath actually threw me what I think might have been my first like proper birthday party when I was 15, and she did it like a kid's party as well. She did like it was pirate themed. There were eye patches, loads of kids' toys. She'd made a cake. We rented out this community hall for a drama club that I put together and used to run when I was a young old teen. And it was in the community center that she hosted this surprise birthday party for me. So there we were in eye patches, and we played pin the peg leg on the pirate. And there were balloons everywhere, and she made it really special. So that's my birthday memory, and I am still in touch with my friend Kath, and she is now actually like a baker by profession. She's just sold her first children's bakery book. It's super
Oh, wow.
cute, and she spends all of her time putting up her recipes and stuff on online. And she's like an influencer, is what they call
Ooh.
them, I think. She got a huge social media platform of following. So she was just honing her craft, when she was throwing people surprise birthday parties when we were young, little younger teenagers.
Cool. And speaking of influencers, how about this promo for another podcast right here on the ESO Network?
What's this? It looks like the end of the Bet Chums podcast.
Holy recap! We've just reviewed one season and a half of the Batman 66 series. There's still so many fun episodes to go.
But wait, it looks like there's one thing that can save us.
Magic Batman.
Catch Drew, Mike, and Magic Batman on YouTube, the ESO Network, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Bat Chums are ready to move out.
Don't worry, the worst is yet to come.
And we're back. Bat Chums. I absolutely love Bat Chums. The trouble is, I can't keep up with them. They keep throwing them out at one a week, and I can't watch all the episodes of Batman and listen to the podcast at the same time in one week. So, it's a hard life being me. So anyway, Casey, carry on. What were you were saying about your influencer friend and the
Yeah,
pirate
that was
parties?
it. That was the whole story. That's my birthday memory. one day Lee might like propose to me on my birthday, and then that would become the new favorite birthday memory. So you should just nudge him along, you know.
I didn't hear that. Sorry, could you say that a bit louder, Casey? Say it a bit louder.
Yeah,
this is the first we've heard of you wanting to be proposed to. Tell us more.
No, he gets upset. At this point, I'll just have to ethically say no.
You said that the room was really hot. Just open the door, just a little smidge, just shut it out. It's absolutely fine.
I've got a few different. Oh no, actually, I've got a really good one. I've got a picture of it as well, which I'll send over to you, Paul. I went over to Rome on my 21st birthday, and we got told by a. I don't know why you're laughing. We got told by a tour guide that Easter had fallen on a certain way that year. Like Pope Francis would always come out and give a public speech on a certain day of the week, and it turned out that it was a holy day on that Easter weekend, the same day that he would normally give a speech. So it ended up that the streets were packed, and we were told stand at the edges of the barricade, because when he comes around in his little Pope mobile, you'll be able to get a good photo of him. Well, I had a big sign saying a blessing for my birthday, and he came over and he touched my forehead on my 21st birthday.
Wow.
Pope Francis.
Oh. Wow.
So that's a cool birthday memory.
Wow.
You almost forgot it.
I'm not religious at all, but I also didn't burn up, you know. So God rest his soul, Pope Frankie. Me and him are pals.
So you're not only just the most qualified podcaster on this show, you're the most papally blessed person on this podcast. Oh my God. You just raise the bar every time.
I got a picture somewhere, not of me getting blessed, but he's right next to us and he's about to come over. It was a strange moment. It was kind of like, he's like really famous and a massive celebrity, but also not quite in the same way that I would say you're a celebrity. So it was a bit of a strange day. And then later on that day, I was laying on a bar and someone was pouring vodka into my mouth. So that was kind of the dichotomy of...
Well, I mean, the Pope does get up to some strange things, but I mean, I didn't think he was like that. It's funny you should mention Rome, because this was a story. I'm so glad you reminded me, because I would have kicked myself if I didn't tell this story. So we've just been to Rome. We went on a little cruise around the Mediterranean. We did a day in Rome, and we had three places to visit. My wife bought tickets to go to see the Colosseum, so we had to be there at a specific time. She then said, I want to go and see the Spanish Steps and the Trevi Fountain. And I just went, well, the Colosseum, yeah, you've got to see that. It's an amazing place. That's just got to see that. Trevi Fountain, well, I've heard Dan talk about it. He got engaged there, I believe. And Spanish Steps, I've never seen these places, but, you know, yeah, fine, let's go. So we get a coach ride into Rome, and we get there, and me and my wife are absolutely bursting to go to the toilet. We like, really need to go for a wee. So we get off the coach, and we're walking to... So I've already marked it out on Google Maps. We go from here to the Trevi Fountain. Here to the Trevi Fountain to the Spanish Steps to the Colosseum. And we're going to walk it, so it's going to take a little while. But it just so happens that where we stop off is the first, I thought it was the first stop we were going to go and see. So anyway, the wife says, right, okay, come on, let's go. But we need to find somewhere to have a wee. So we eventually walk down a few roads and we find a cafe. We have a quick coffee there, use the toilet. And she said, right, okay, let's go and see this Trevi Fountain. And I said, right, okay. So I look on the map, I said, it's literally just around the corner. So he said, oh, great, okay. So we go around the corner and we get to this sort of top of this area, and we look down and we can see the fountain. And I said, oh, right, okay, it's down there. Right, okay, fine. So we go down a couple of steps and what have you, and we get to this fountain. And, you know, there's loads of people there. They're taking pictures, they're kissing, they're cuddling. They're, I don't know, could have been people proposing for all I know. And so we did that. We took a few pictures. I said, right, okay, well, where is it next we're going? She said, the Spanish Steps. I said, right, okay, Spanish Steps then. So I go, oh, here it is, right, okay, so it's 20 minutes away. going in this direction. So off we go, following Google Maps. And after about, you know, 30 seconds, my wife says, "We're going the wrong way." I said, "No, don't be silly." I said, "I've got it on the map here. It's, you know, we'll definitely go to the Spanish Steps." It said, "You know, because this is the way, 20 minutes away." She goes, "No, it's a," she says, "it's 1 minute behind us." I said, "It's not 1 minute behind us. It's 20 minutes in front of us." She says, "It can't be." I said, "It is. I've put it in Google Maps. Look." And I zoomed out and I said, "Hang on, where are we going?" She said, "The Spanish Steps." I said, we're going to the Trevi Fountain. She says, "Well, what's that behind us?" We looked around and said, "That's the Spanish Steps. We've walked down all these flaming steps thinking we'll get to this fountain at the bottom." I'm in the middle of a message to Dan to say, "Hey, Dan, do you recognize this place?" And was about to press send, and it was totally the wrong fountain. You would have gone, "Recognize that?" "Yeah, no, Spanish I don't steps. Recognize that. It's the Spanish Steps. What do you mean?"
It's the tiny fountain at the bottom of the Spanish
tiny
Steps.
Tiny fountain
yeah.
at the bottom.
Yeah, the one that guy's drinking out of, filling his bottle, like a little, yes. like a little
the water fountain.
Fountain.
Yes. Yeah, it's just to Giuseppe. He's always there. It's yeah. fine. Don't worry.
You've got to be kidding me. I said, that was the Spanish Steps. Well, that will explain those bloody massive steps we've just walked down to get to this little small fountain at the bottom. I said, let's get to the, he said, "We haven't got time. Let's get to the Trevi Fountain." Of course, we walk over to the Trevi Fountain, walk around the corner, and there's this huge bloody fountain the size of our house, you know, or bigger than our house, with thousands of people all around it fighting to throw money from 30 yards away. There's guys there, I'm stood next to them, they're throwing it from 30 yards away to try and get money into it. People getting shouted at for sitting on the side of it. And, oh, my goodness. So anyway, we took a couple of pictures of that because we couldn't get anywhere near it. Then we went off to the Colosseum, did the Colosseum, came, and then my wife said, "We've got to go back to the Spanish Steps. I haven't got any photographs of them." So we then had to walk all the way back to take some pictures of these steps. And then she says, "I'm going to do a video as we walk up the steps." So she's walking towards the steps and she says, "Oh, here I am walking up to the Spanish Steps." And I'm behind her. I'm going, "Well, I might as well video it as well then." So I'm videoing her. And she goes, "Right, here we go." Hits the first step and goes, nearly falls on flat on her face.
No.
And I'm videoing it, so I think I'll stop that there and I'll concentrate on walking up the steps. Thank you very much.
So I guess I'm the only one who hasn't been to Rome. Now I feel sad.
Yeah, there's no place like Rome.
On your bucket list, you've got to do it.
So there's that. But how many of you have had a parade thrown for your birthday?
Oh, no.
Go on.
Well, I was turning 30, and the lady I was with at the time knew I hated parades. So what did she do for me? She threw a parade for me with me in the float, I guess you could say. She got her dad's truck and boat and sat me in the boat, and we went around the few blocks where we lived, and there was a bunch of cars following us from people who were at the party, and they gave me candy to throw out to the imaginary kids that were not actually in the parade watching it or anything, but yeah, she's like, "Here you go, Sean. You hate parades. I'm gonna throw you one."
But still, a better turnout than Trump's birthday, so that's always good.
So there's that, I guess. Yeah, and that was my big 30th birthday,
oh my God.
I was a bitch for about 6 months before because I knew I was turning 30, and that was the worst thing that I could have imagined at the time. Oh, it was brutal.
I'm getting a theme of, you know, people not wanting to be the center of attention here. Like,
yeah,
it's
no,
not,
it's
not
my
thing.
Not my favorite. Not my favorite at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I decided to do a podcast.
100%.
Let's do a bunch of podcasts where we throw ourselves out into the world. But at least they can't see us, I guess.
Yeah.
Until our 100th episode when they're going to see us. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So
celebrate others on their birthday, though. We did throw a surprise 30th birthday for Lee. He had absolutely no idea. But they kept telling me when I was we'd gone out for some drinks and food, and I told him I'd booked a really nice restaurant for his birthday, but I couldn't tell him which one because I wanted it to be a surprise. At the venue down the road, there were all of his friends from uni, all of his childhood friends from London that he hadn't seen since he moved away when he was 15, all of his friends and family, loads and loads of people. And they kept texting me saying, five more minutes, but Lee drinks like a fish. So he was down in these beers and I was having to keep up with him. And I'd say, "Oh yeah, I'll have another one. And honestly, I don't remember half the party because I was absolutely hammered by the time I managed to get in there. It was not good because we were supposed to go out and get food and we never did because we went straight from the pub where we had our first date, so that was quite nice. But straight to the pub, down to the venue for his party, where everyone just kept buying him more drinks and not giving him any food. So he says he had a great night. There were pictures of him, like, you know, throughout his whole life, all around the room, him as a baby and then him as a kid and him as a teenager. And yeah, it was nice. It was wholesome. But he does, Paul can tell you that he absolutely does not like being the center of attention. So he was, I don't think he would have enjoyed it if he wasn't already a little bit drunk.
It does help. It really does help. Oh, speaking of, I did say if anyone wanted a tipple, did anyone get any alcohol? What are you drinking, Paul?
I'm drinking Peroni Nastro Azzurro, which is a Peroni Blue Label, a very nice so-called Italian beer. What are we looking at here? I can't even see what the ABV is. So, but it's not that strong.
That's how strong it is.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, 5%. There you go. But it's only the small bottles, and it's my favourite go-to beer at the moment. I quite nice. Quite enjoy this.
Well,
I'm sorry, ironically, these particular ones were bought for my birthday, my 60th birthday, by my friend Lee, not Casey's Lee, but my friend Lee.
There you go. So you guys can be drinking right now, because it's 9 o'clock at night where you are, but where I am, it's only 4 p.m, and in 15 minutes, I have to go pick up the wife from work, so I can't be drinking.
I was going to say, Sean, but don't worry, it's 9 o'clock over here, so you just go for it.
It's 9 o'clock somewhere. It's fine.
It's always past the watershed
it's
at some point.
9 o'clock and it's still too warm in this house.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get in the kids' pool in the garden.
And it's too light. It stays light till about 9:45. It used to be 9:15 it used to go dark, and now it seems to be 9:45. What has something changed? Has the sun moved in its orbit or something?
It's the summer solstice on Saturday, so the days will start getting shorter on Sunday. But I did notice the other day, it was like almost midnight, and I was like, it's not actually properly dark outside. And it was a bit weird.
We have an app that shows us like when the aurora is supposed to be at its strongest, and we can go outside and maybe see it. 1:15 the other night, I was actually up watching, trying to catch up on all the programs I've missed when I was on holiday. And it said, oh, it's the aurora, should be okay. So I went outside and I thought, it's misty outside. But over in Liverpool, it's bright lights, and I swear it wasn't just the street lights; it was the sun still there. It shouldn't even been over there; it's the wrong place. But it just seemed to be very, very bright in the sky. Mm. Weird.
I think we need a memory from Dan.
Well, for me, I'm the same thing. I don't really like birthday parties. I don't like being center of attention in that way. I can perform, I can be a character on a stage, and I can get in front of crowds and people and stuff, but that's not me. That's the character. That's the other guy that I'm inhabiting. I don't like being center of attention. I don't like having a birthday cake. I can't stand it when it comes out and the song starts and everyone's kind of like half behind the beat of the other person who started it, who, you know, it's a drunk Uncle Dave who's kind of like, happy birthday, and then someone else goes, happy birthday, and then it's all somewhere in between. I just don't like it. It's just not nice. But because we had the shared thing with Father's Day and the birthdays and things, there was a cake. So Zachary, my youngest, picked out a Superman cake because it had a colouring in thing on the back of the box, so he wanted to do that. So he chose the cake and everyone else just had it. That's fine. It's not really my cake. But memory-wise, my parents were sort of caterers for weddings and parties before I came along, long, long, long time ago, as like a side hustle. So when I was born and when my sister was born, they were big on throwing a party, and they overcompensated. They really went for it. They had huge tables full of food. They would invite the kids, and then they would also invite all the parents as well. So from about age 5, just like Sean, all the way up to about 12-ish, I can vividly remember these big parties. Wasn't quite a theme, but there would be, say, you know, slightly piratey, or it'd be slightly superhero. When I really got into Trek or computer games, there was a bit of a theme going on in the background, but it wasn't the main attraction. Dad being the hands-on guy that he is, he's a plumber, he's also a woodworker, he would build party games to play for the kids. And it was like a flappy fish game. So he would have these flappy fish with like a little tiny piece of wood on the bottom, so it was weighted. And then you had these bits of plyboard that if you threw at them or like flapped at them, it would cause enough water, enough air to sort of move, so like they were going through water. So we would race these flappy fish, and flappy fish became the thing. Whenever it was my birthday parties, the kids wanted to come round because they wanted to play the flappy fish game because no other birthday party had it. And they were there for years. I remember them being in my dad's shed when we were moving them out, and then, you know, downsizing them to the place they're living now over in Whitstable. So parties were always a thing, but it wasn't about me. It was about all the things they did. And I really enjoyed the fact that they put on a party for my friends. It made me popular. It made me really popular. I really had friends from all of that. It was kind of so nice. But as far as a sort of memorable party for me, I don't really have any. As I was getting older, it was June, so school hadn't quite finished. We weren't really in the summer holidays yet. It was too hot for really anything, you know, like that. So we don't really want to go outside. Hay fever season. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm very, very bunged up right now. So hay fever and asthma would normally kick my ass for the next probably 2 weeks now. 2 weeks. And then, so I was never really in the mood to party at that point. But there is my 18th, where I went paintballing for the very first time and the only time in my life. It was me, my two friends, my dad, and my sister. And we were in a team together against another team, I think, of 13-year-olds. But we beat them, so it's okay. But nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my friends, nothing to do with my dad. We were bogged down in a trench somewhere, you know, returning fire to these 13-year-olds who were acting like snipers. They were really good. And my sister had just had enough. And she had the biggest pair of all of us, because she just jumped out of the foxhole, ran across, grabbed the flag, brought it back to our base, and no one had known anything because she was unbelievably good. She was returning fire whilst running, whilst carrying a bucket flag back to our base. And that is the standout memory I have from my birthday party, is my sister being a badass. I will never forget that moment.
There's nothing better than inflicting pain on 13-year-old kids, I tell you. But they deserve it. I've been paintballing. You get bruises like you've never seen before, like donuts. Yeah. They're like circular bruises that come out with. It's just a weird thing, and they hurt like hell, especially if you get one on your elbow. Oh my word!
Yep. Or up the finger if it hits the front of the finger, it goes all the way down.
So I get shot, right? And I'm walking back to base, and I've got my gun above my head, which is what you're supposed to do when you've been shot. And some bugger, when it shot me right in the elbow, got right in the funny bone.
That makes a bit more sense. I was thinking, like, of all your like body to body part ratio, the elbow is super specific and really small compared to like your head, for instance. Head, yeah. So now, at least now we know how your elbow got hit. But I can't imagine many other paintballers can relate to an elbow paintballing injury.
We were on one team, and one guy thought it'd be really cool to climb up a tree and then sniper people from the tree. What he didn't really think about is when we were overwhelmed and the guys, all the other team, came up, they surrounded the tree and shot him out of the tree. They literally just kept shooting him and he fell out the tree. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work. One of our team had it was a fully automatic paintball gun, so you just kept firing, you just kept squeezing the trigger and it would keep firing, whereas normally you have to do the pump action, you fire pump. And he had a fully automatic, and so when that kicked off, people would just have put their hands up straight away, even though they hadn't been hit, because you hear bum, 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 you, oh no, enough.
Sounds like that episode of Community, if anybody's ever watched that show. They have a great paintballing saga.
It's a great show. Yeah, man. The moment in the lift where the dean takes down all the guys by accident. Yeah, fantastic.
You don't get in a lift in a horror film. Oh, talking of horror films, though, Dan, I don't know how excited you are about Friday's release of 28 Years Later, because I'm absolutely ecstatic and I cannot wait. And I have to try and get Lee to take some time off work to come to the cinema with me. He's not that bothered, but it's the newest installment of my favorite film of all time, 28 Days Later, which I talked about on a previous episode of the Cosmic Pizza podcast. What are you thinking, Dan? What are your thoughts?
Basically, this weekend, I am going on a stag do for my brother-in-law, so I won't have a chance this weekend. So I'm like, so I think there's 2 weekends time. I think there is a day where we might be able to sort of squeeze in a little visit there. And hopefully, you know, everyone will have been to see it. So it'll be a nice, quiet, empty cinema.
And
so,
you won't have seen any spoilers online, because that's what I'm worried about.
That's it.
All the spoilers before I get a chance to see it.
I don't want them giving away the twists or anything like that.
No, 28 Days was on TV the other night. I didn't know, but my wife saw five. Well, she watched a few minutes of it and then switched it off. And I just caught a couple of minutes of it while I was there. I was thinking, oh, what film's this then? They're talking about, you know, Manchester and this, that, and the other. And you know, obviously, this guy's in army fatigues. And I'm thinking, what's this? I thought I recognized him. What's he been from? I don't know who he is and who he's from. And I thought, what am I watching here? 28 Days. Oh, no. Switch it off.
But do you recognize one of the old Doctor Who's? Is that who you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, that'll be him. Christopher Eccleston. Thank you. I was trying to think of his name and I thought, I know him, but I can't think of his name. Yes, that was him.
I cannot wait. I can't. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that I can't imagine that it won't, but I hope it lives up to expectations.
It's got local lass, isn't it? Jodie Comer.
It does. Mm. It does. Yes. Yeah.
And the next possible James Bond, if everybody plays the cards right and gets him.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. I think. I'm just excited for the Alex Garland to team up with Daniel Boyle again, because I think they create magic when they work together. Yeah. So fingers crossed that happens for this installment, and I imagine it will be super British as well. Where it's shot, how it's shot, what film they shoot it on.
Yeah,
that would be super British.
They were talking about it's in the northeast, isn't it? Set up in Lindisfarne, that sort of holy island off the edge of the northeast coast. So, and they said, don't go onto the mainland. Don't go onto the mainland. So, of course, they've gone to
do
the
it. Do it. Do it.
He takes his young 13-year-old lad with him. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. That's not the film.
Like
that's
the
just
premise
them,
for
just
the second film, when the two kids sneak off out of the danger zone and go and look for their, go back to their old house to find pictures of their parents and stuff. And then the half-infected mum is in the house and she's like not quite got the virus, but she kind of does. And then she is a carrier. So if the kids wouldn't have run off, then that second sort of event, apocalyptic event, wouldn't have taken place.
Mm-hmm. No, they were on the One Show last night doing, you know, talking about it. Danny Boyle and the two actors we just mentioned. So
I won't watch any of those things, just
no,
in case.
I won't tell you about it. He gave the sort of idea of it and how things have evolved and changed and stuff. So,
but
I don't know anything about the original. So, I mean,
they've just been saying, for years, oh, we'd love to do another, we'd love to do another, we'd love to do it. And then all of a sudden they just announced it and now it's coming out on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. It's going to be good. Right.
That was
any other
birthday talk for
stories?
Sure. Sure. I got one more birthday story before I have to
go for it.
I was turning 25 and I was working at a convenience store, you know, like a corner store. And I was like, you know what? I'm making minimum wage, which for Canadians was $6.85 an hour back then. And I told my boss, listen, I'm going to be 25 in about a week and a half. And I can't be making a minimum wage anymore. It's just, that's quarter century. It doesn't make any sense. I said, I don't care if you give me a penny, just give me a penny raise just so I'm not making a minimum wage at 25 years old. And she upped me 15 cents to $7 on my birthday.
Whoa.
So,
nice
way to get a pay rise. Yeah. Well done.
Now That was what, 2001, I think. So minimum wage now is like $17 or $18.
Yeah.
Back then.
I did think you were going to say she said no, so I walked out that day. That's where I thought that was going.
That would
I
have been a
asked her
better
for one
story.
penny. She said no. So I left.
So Casey, we were saying about our situation at work at the moment, but they a few days before they announced the things that were going to happen, they brought out this car scheme, didn't they? This electric car scheme, so we could buy a car, electric car, through salary sacrifice. So it basically we pay money, money is paid on our behalf out of our wages before it comes to the tax man, and that is used to pay your, to pay the money towards a car. So it's like a lease vehicle. You don't pay a deposit, you don't pay the end figure, you just pay the lease of the vehicle. It's like renting a car. And everybody tried to get one, and started going through the system of put your wages in. So you put your wages in, and everybody was told, if you do that, you're going to be under minimum wage, and that's not allowed. And that was me as well. We all sat there going, oh good, can't get a car because we'll be on minimum wage. Because it would load, that's how much the payments would load. Now, having said that,
Jesus.
most people are on shift, and shift allowance is a large sum of money. So
Right.
therefore, they were already on a low pay anyway. But the getting a car for an extra, two, three. Well, everybody went, oh, I'm having that Porsche, and of course, that would have just taken them right down immediately. So so a lot of people couldn't get them. But if you play smart, like I did, I managed to get one. But you have to play smart. That's basically tell them that you're not taking any pension. And then when they agree it, you then start paying your pension back again. So there's workarounds of ways of doing it, but it basically does mean that I am close to minimum wage because I'm
And now
putting all
you've
my
set
money in my
this all
pension
on
and then I'm buying a
record.
car. Yeah, it's all on record.
They're gonna listen to this because everybody does, and they're gonna
Nobody
hear
listens to
you.
this.
They're
Actually, you
gonna
know
hear
what?
you. I'm gonna listen to it because I have to leave now, and I want to hear how Paul's gonna edit this whole monstrosity together because it's going to be a disaster. Bye, Sean.
We'll
Drive
see you guys.
safely.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
so you take it easy,
Johnny's.
matey.
We'll see you in what, 2 or 3 weeks for the next recording?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
I'll
All right.
send out an email or message to say when it's going to be.
Perfect. Sounds
Nice
good.
one. All
Talk to you
right.
guys later.
Cheers, Sean.
Buzz bye.
So yeah, it's.
Yeah, cool. I really like the idea of the car. At
It's
first, I was like, well, when, why would it's not yours to own? And then Lee was like, why would you want to own it?
yeah,
It's not like a mortgage where it goes up in value the more you pay off. It's actually
exactly.
the opposite of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what about tax? What about insurance? What about breakdown? And he was like, everything. And I was
All
like,
covered.
okay, you're not paying petrol because they come and fit a charging point on your house, and that's how you charge your electric car. I was like, what do you actually pay? And he was like, just whatever comes out of your
Yeah,
wages, that's all
the
you
monthly
pay.
fee for your car. Yeah, so if it was a
That's
PCP
crazy.
or a rental or whatever,
Yeah.
you just pay that rental fee, and
Just as you
therefore,
do with a mobile phone.
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then after, well, in my case, 4 years, you give it back, and there's no extra payments. There's nothing on the car I have at the moment, which is on a PCP, which is a privately owned car. I obviously had to put a deposit down. I've paid the monthly fees. And then at the end of it, I still owe them 14 grand. Oh, so I just give the car back. I say, no, we're good. You can have it back and it's cost neutral. It's not too bad. Or if I wanted to, if I wanted to keep it, I'd have to pay 14 grand. So either I have to save 14 grand over the 4 years that I'm paying. So therefore, I'm paying like twice as much to try and get the car, which is right because it's the full price of the car. But it's just like horrific. But this, you give it back after 4 years and then you take out another one, take out another lease. And but I won't be able to at that point because I'll be too close to retirement, so I won't be able to actually do a 4 year run at it. So we shall see what
But
happens
they,
then. But
so if you came to the end of the scheme, they wouldn't take away the charging point. So you'd
no,
be
you get to
set
keep
up
that.
them.
Yes,
Ah.
exactly right. And that's why I
Right.
said, right, I want the most expensive charger you've got. And they said, well, you'll have to pay us 150 quid for that one. I went, of course I am. It's a £1,000 charger. I'm having it for 150 quid.
Yeah,
And in
definitely.
the meantime, if we do get a second electric car, I can charge it on that as well.
You're
So
done.
why
Yeah.
wouldn't you? I mean, it's going to save a lot of money, so I'm not bothered about it costing me money in the sense of, it's close to minimum wage, blah blah blah. No, it'll be fine because I'll save more money on charging it up instead of using petrol, and I'm not paying insurance, I'm not paying for the tires, I'm not, not paying for the breakdowns. So, yeah, why wouldn't you? It's if you can afford it, it's an obvious thing to do, but it's not for everybody, unfortunately. But Well, it is for everybody, but it's not. Yeah, you know, it depends on how much you get paid and what your priorities are. And if your priority is your family and a house, then damn right, don't get the car. So, but it is frustrating that you can't get
That's
the
a good idea.
car when you can quite easily afford to run it. If you see what I mean, you know, it's frustrating for the people who can't afford it because it would put them near minimum wage. But actually, if it puts you near minimum wage, you're saving money on the car. So it would actually give you more money back in the end. So you'd actually have more money to play with. So it's a bad idea, or is it a good idea badly managed, as most of our management teams do?
Yeah, as the world seems to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to say a very, very happy birthday to Dan and disappear
Thank
now
you.
because I cannot sit in this room any longer. It's actually very uncomfortable now. It's like a south-facing window, so the sun is just on it all day.
Yeah.
And I've got the blackout curtains and the soundproofing stuff in here, so it's just
Yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
Well,
It's compelling.
I feel for you, Casey. I mean, I'm on the north facing. This is north facing. I haven't got the lights on in the room yet. The sun's still coming in. And yet it's so flipping hot because I have to close the windows to stop the noise of the cars going past. And it just traps the heat of the computer in the room. So it heats the room
Yeah,
up.
that's it. And people say all you do is complain about how hot it is or how cold it is,
Yes.
but we just aren't equipped for any type of
Oh.
adverse weather. And adverse is anything outside of like a staple 14 degrees with no wind.
Yeah. And I mean, we've just come back from the Mediterranean. It's 32 degrees over there. 30 degrees, 32 degrees. We're sweating like mad, drinking 3 liters of water a day, just trying to keep hydrated and saying, oh, it's hot. And then we come back here and go, oh, it's hot. It's not hot.
It is relatively though, it is. And we don't have air conditioning or anything like that.
No.
You know, you go somewhere over to the Mediterranean and most places are equipped to for that type of weather, but it's going to be 28 degrees on Saturday at the moment. And if it doesn't storm, that's close to the type of weather that you expect when you go away on holiday to places like
Yes.
Spain or Tenerife, where they do have air conditioning units.
Yes.
I just want to live under the aircon. That would be great
Yeah,
for me. Or in the
absolutely.
sea.
Yeah. Well,
That
that's why we're
would
lucky
be
at work, is we
ideal.
do have air conditioning office, so yeah, we're lucky.
I complain to Lee all the time, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's
Yeah.
nice and crisp where I am.
It is, yeah. Especially when people keep turning it down, you're oh. Or in winter, turning it up and go, hang on, there's only so many clothes I can take off. So yeah. All good. Right, okay, Dan, should we call it there?
We've got a minute there, so yeah, I think that's time. So the birthday cake is gone, and the birthday candles have been wilted right down to the bottom, and it's all cold, so we hope you're full to the brim. Join us next time for another delicious slice of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.